had quite a few people tell me that I was unfortunately fighting an uphill battle, and they really appreciated everything I was doing. I had a lot of folks tell me that they understood why I wouldn't want to run again. I had, you know, some people say that they were happy that I wouldn't be in that particular local spot anymore. I've got a lot of ideas and ambition relating to business that could be very beneficial to the community, and maybe if I just focus a little bit of my efforts in that area for a little while, I'll be able to see some of those impacts that might encourage people to come to town or stay. So, you know, I think everybody was very complimentary about my time. They appreciated me perhaps filling a void during a very hard time in politic history. I would say that local elected officials are in a more unique situation now than they ever were before. With the overall public opinion of the federal government, that trickles down to the public's opinion at the state level, and that trickles down to the citizens at a local level. And, you know, when you have citizens at a local level thinking that their local political people are not capable of making decisions because the federal level isn't, that becomes very challenging. And the one thing that I do continue to encourage when I talk to kids about civics is that local politics is not federal or state politics. Local politics really is just about making sure that your community is competitive and safe and exciting to live in as any place around. Because why? Because everybody should want to be from your town, right? And so there isn't the different party system really in local politics. But I do feel that we've seen some of that drift down, and that does make things very difficult. So I would say that would definitely be one of the challenges that I feel like we saw over these last several years.